same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university where they...
Oh, it's time for What's in the Box? You're listening pretty late. Roger, how are you doing?
Yes.
You ready for What's in the Box?
I'm always ready.
I'm ready for What's in the Box. Daniel has waited so very long for What's in the Box. Hi, Daniel. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself tonight?
I'm very well. Thank you for hanging in there. You're going to win either way. You know that. So I appreciate the investment of time, but we will make it worth your while. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes, I have.
Excellent. Joe, how about you? Have you heard us play What's in the Box?
Yeah, a lot of times.
A lot of times. And we're all set. For those of you who haven't heard this a lot of times, we have reviews from online items that have been purchased, and people have given their thoughts on items from there's a wide range of things. What it comes down to is our contestants have to tell us if the review is for an appliance or a toy. Daniel's up first. Roger Battis, please read for Daniel.
All right, Daniel, off with the start here. The level of noise will largely depend on which setting you use.
Hmm. What do you think, Daniel?
I think toy.
You'd be correct.
Hey!
Hold on.
You don't want it to be noisy. Noisy is not encouraged. I mean, alone. Alone. When you're alone, it's not. Why? Why would you want to be noisy when you're alone? Rob March here. Please read for Joe.
Joe, you ready?
Yep.
I honestly was not a huge fan of the turn the wheel type activation. I found it very easy to turn this product off by accident.
From the dock worker right there. Sorry.
Appliance.
Oh, Joe, I'm sorry. It was a toy, my friend.
Oh, Joe. All right, Tim, please read for Daniel, who is ahead by one. He's on the board.
See.
All right, he's flipping. Tim, you just, you know, you trying to find one that's going to trick him or
no,
help
no,
him
no.
Out?
I just, you know.
Pre-reading? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to say anything. No, I'm kidding. All right. Purchased as a gift. There have been no complaints.
Let's go appliance.
Say that again?
Let's go appliance.
Well
appliance.
Played, sir. Well played.
All right.
Based on our childish giggles, I totally would have guessed toy.
Roger, please read for Joe. He's behind 2-0.
All right. It's costly, but it offers the best combination of power, maneuverability, navigation.
Oh.
And ease of use.
Appliance.
Very good.
Ooh. What are you navigating in your kitchen?
Wow. Yeah.
My God. Turn left at the stove. Rob Martier, please read for Daniel.
We've got time for Daniel. Here we go.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
This is a fabulous machine. I had the much smaller version before, but it doesn't compare to this behemoth. Nothing it can't do. Wow. And very well made.
Let's go toy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's an appliance.
No, I would have been impressed if it was a toy. All right, so Joe, you're up. Roger, Tim will read for Joe. Yes. Oh, it doesn't say what it is on the back?
Oh, no. I feel like that was Roger's first one. All right.
It might have been.
Oh, here we go. Works great, but still trying to figure out the best position to use this to get the results that I am looking for. Yeah.
Toy.
Yes, sir. No hesitation.
None
I love
whatsoever.
It.
We are tied 2-2. Before we go to the news, Roger, let's see what Daniel can get ahead of the game.
All right, here we go. For those that may be concerned about their investment, you cannot beat the durability.
Appliance?
Ooh, it's a toy.
Oh, it's all tied up now. Do we have? I think we should go to the news. Daniel, Joe, can you hang on through the news? Because you're tired.
Sure.
The tension. You want to find out how this ends. You know you want to know who wins, Daniel or Joe. They are competing for an Apple Electronics gift card and a Louis Nye's gift card. We also want to thank Tim from no, you go ahead and say it.
From Headquarters Beercade.
Headquarters Beercade in River North, yes.
River North, Lakeview.
There you go. Two locations.
Two locations.
All the games are free.
All the games
are
free.
Almost. There's some premium games that are a little bit, but those are like maybe one or two games.
There's three.
Three.
Bubble hockey, which is one of the best games ever created.
Ever.
And River North, we've got a kitchen, which is where we got some of the food from here tonight.
Excellent. Well, we'll have more of that when we come back. Here with your news, this is Chicago's very own, 720 WGN Chicago. WGNRadio.com. Here's Roger Badish.
There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, on WGN Radio 720, where we bring you weather, news, traffic, conversation, entertainment, anything. Actually, pretty much whatever strikes our fancy sometimes. And tonight, it's been a compelling, and I think, you know, it can be, look, conversations can be contentious. And that's good, too, as long as we're not angry at each other and we don't yell. And if you call and threaten and use language, as our last caller did off the air, I will be forwarding your information. When you threaten me, I will be forwarding that to the police department when you make those kinds of phone calls. Just so you know, that's our new policy here as well. So thank you so much for joining the conversation and not being violently ugly.
Yeah, and the other thing is that when you guys call in as our listeners and you have opinions you want to share on a topic, we'll talk about it. So please, go ahead.
And keep your phone number.
Yep.
312-981-7200. Daniel, Joe, I don't need to send your numbers to the police station, do I?
No.
They're like, what? What just happened? What's happened? We're just playing What's in the Box. Why is she so... They're you know, it's the middle of the night. Things. I'm an earworm to some people. You know how some people get a song stuck in their head? For some people, they get my voice stuck in their head, and they just get really upset. And I just want to talk about adult toys and blenders. Is that so wrong? So joining us, we have from Headquarters Beercade, Tim, who's brought some amazing food and cocktails. On the line with us, we have Daniel and Joe, who are playing for gift cards from Apt Electronics and Lou Malnati's. And up next, who was last? I lost track, gentlemen, because of the yelling on the phone. Who was Daniel or Joe? Do you remember?
I think it was Daniel.
All right, then. Yeah. Joe, you are up, and I'm going to go back to Roger Badish to read for you.
Okie dokie.
They're tied 2-2.
Oh, my.
Got that.
This is so tense. Lacks the variety of flexible features found on other models.
Okay.
Appliance.
Very good.
Wow.
All right. Now the game is 3-2. Who's up?
My turn to read.
Oh, your turn. Rob Martier, please read for... Who are you reading for? See? It's that kind of night.
I know. That's crazy.
I know. I just got...
Joe? Am I reading for you, Joe?
No, Daniel.
All right, Daniel, here we go.
So Joe is ahead 3-2. Here we go.
All right, Daniel, here it is.
Thank you.
The unit generates so much heat while it's turning.
That's got to be an appliance.
Attaboy, well done.
The game is tied up again, Tim.
That's
got to be an appliance. Like, you like the way he responded? You don't know. It could heat up other ways than other places.
I feel like if it heated up while it was... turning and it wasn't an appliance, it would be
but
way
I mean,
more.
But Daniel
than that
didn't even
review.
Hesitate. Yeah,
no,
Daniel didn't even hesitate. He
Daniel
just
knows
it's
turning appliances. All right, Tim, please read for Joe.
I can only say that it is a gift from God to me. I am thankful to Him. That is all that I can say.
Boy,
appliance. I don't know what appliance, but it's an appliance.
Oh, the game is still tied up 3-3. Roger Badish, will you please read for Daniel?
Okay, hold on. I'm getting another list here. Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Well, okay. Because I've actually forgotten which ones I already read.
It's been a while.
Here we go. This is my best little gadget, and I have many.
Sorry.
Appliance.
Oh, man, we've hit a dry spell here, which isn't good, depending on what's in the box.
toy.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, Rob Martier, you're reading for Daniel.
All right, here we go. Some may say they love it or like it, but coming from a very picky, choosy person, I'd rather just not use this. Waste of money.
A phone?
I'm so sorry. It is a toy.
Oh, man.
It is a toy.
Tim, can you help Joe out on this go round?
That was an odd way to say that. Okay.
These are reviews, copied and pasted, just like Melania. What are the two different ones?
All right. Costs an arm and a leg, but my wife loves it.
Appliance.
Toy.
Oh.
That was a tough one.
That was, yeah.
That was a bit of a tough one. Look, by the way, our bartender, Nick from Howls and Hood, is walking by. He's like, I don't get to play What's in the Box tonight. He looks so sad.
It's all right.
All right. I'm sorry. Now I've lost track again. Roger, you're reading next?
I don't know.
Yes, Roger. You're reading for, I believe, for Joe. Yes.
All right. Here we go. Okay.
Yeah, it's for Daniel.
Oh, it's for Daniel.
Daniel?
That's what I meant.
Okay. You know what? Thank God Joe and Daniel are paying attention.
I know, because I'm just like, we're off the rails here. There's people walking down the street.
Are they tied up?
Yeah.
Still? Okay.
Yeah, it's all tied up three times. That's not in the box.
Whomever I am reading this for, this
Daniel.
Is for you.
Yes, okay. Tied up 3-3.
This is perfect to give as a gift because it comes in a beautiful box. Mm. The presentation is very impressive.
Appliance?
It's a toy.
Yeah. I don't know how you don't have to present a hand mixer any other way than this cardboard box. All right. Joe is up. Rob Martier.
Joe,
what's your name again?
Rob from Chicago.
Robber.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go, Joe. Best thing ever. I have one and bought another one as a gift. Everyone loves this thing. Don't waste your time with all the fancy settings, which never work anyway.
Appliance.
Atta boy. Well done, Joe.
All right. It's 4-3 now. Tim, you are reading for Daniel. Let's see if we can tie this up.
Low speed is a little fast, but in general, it serves its purpose. Would recommend.
See, that's exactly.
Yes.
Oh, it's tied. 4-4. Now we're getting all critical of the reviews now. Roger Patish, you're reading for Joe. He could win here.
Really?
He could win.
Oh, Joe.
They're all winners.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Here and in life, just so you know.
talking about?
They're winners. They called in the show. That put them ahead of the rest
they're
of
them. They're all winners.
They are all winners. Okay. Just all these right. two guys. Not these two guys. That's all. The rest of them, I don't know.
These two guys.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
This product helps me. Really good product, and I mean every bit of it.
Oh, okay. The way you read that was...
Appliance.
I'm sorry?
Appliance.
Toy.
Oh,
no. I thought I helped you out there a little bit. Oh.
There you go. All right, Rob. It's your chance to give Daniel a shot at the win.
Daniel? live without it.
Ooh.
Can't live without it.
That's got to be a toy.
Daniel, I am so sorry, my friend. It's actually an appliance.
Oh, no!
You have never had a hand mixer like that one, my friend.
No.
You don't know life. All right. All right. And by the way, I have it twice. Just in case people think that I changed them up, it is actually, I have the same one. Apparently, I printed it up twice. Sometimes they think that maybe I've... No, that's exactly what it was. Okay, Tim, you are reading for Joe, who has another shot at the win. I don't know why I made that punching noise.
I just gotta flip a coin. All right, here we go. Very handy, but basic and simple.
Oh.
Fine.
Yes, sir.
Joe, Daniel, that was an extraordinary round of What's in the Box, and now you both know. It's an Lumel Nalu's gift card and an Apt Electronics gift card. Joe, you've got your choice of which one you want first. Craig will take your information off the air. And thank you so much, Joe. Thank you, Daniel.
Done, yes. Well done.
They've heard it lots of
times.
You. You both did so well. Thank you. You're both winners, like I said. Let's take a break here. This is Chicago's very own 720. And I also want to talk a little bit. We haven't talked yet about Hillary's choice for VP. Can you hang
out? Let's do that.
All right, let's
do
that after this on 720 WGNs. Why does it just make me dance? You're listening. Is that Beverly Hills Cop?
You mean you're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. I feel like Craig and Tim might be too young to get the reference. Tim?
Beverly Hills Cop?
All right, then. Okay, good. I'm just making sure. You know what I also love was 48 Hours was a good movie.
Yeah.
That, with Nick Nolte. See, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Yep. I like that movie a lot.
I mean, growing up in Chicago.
You got to sit up.
Just it turned out. Am I talking on the radio right now?
Yeah, we're on the radio right now.
Oh. I was just talking to you.
See how comfortable people are when they think the microphone's
sorry.
On?
No, growing
he
up
was
in
like,
Chicago,
oh, chill.
With just like the, you know, the old tube TVs, you get 2, 5, 7, 9, and 9 on Saturday and Sunday afternoons was just old movies. So 48 Hours, Beverly Hills Cop. I've seen the edited version of a lot of movies, which is not nearly the same as the real one.
Yeah, no kidding.
And a lot of Xena Warrior Princess and Hercules.
Oh, yeah. Gabriella. I always wanted to do a Gabriella costume for like cosplay, but I haven't gotten around that. Gabby was her sidekick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She ended up becoming a very good fighter, as a matter of fact. She was just
a Hercules. That was Kevin Sorbo?
Kevin Sorbo. And that weird little elfin fellow. He wasn't an elf, but he looked like it compared to Kevin Sorbo. What's his name?
Sam Raimi, isn't it Sam Raimi was the kind of skinny guy? Here, now I got to pull up a picture of him.
Boy.
His little sidekick. Jock. Joxer.
Yeah, he's a little blonde guy.
Wow.
Joxer. What? I never watched the show. What are you talking about?
I watched it all the
time.
Ted
Raimi. I think it's Ted Raimi.
And they're back on now. Both of those shows are back on some of those digital channels, like Heroes and Icon channel.
Oh, there you go. Now I gotta look.
Regular TV.
Now we're all Googling. Craig, is it Ted Raimi? I can't remember which. One's the director of Spider-Man. The other one was Joxer.
Sam Raimi is the director of Spider-Man. I can tell you that.
Sam Raimi.
Ted Raimi is Joxer from Hercules.
Joxer.
Joxer.
Well, because Bruce Campbell, who played Autolycles. See, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even
Let's
know.
Let's do this. Let's go all the way with this.
I gotta
go. Do you know what role Michael Hurst had in the show?
Let me just look at this picture.
Iolaus. Iolaus. What's that name?
Hold on. Let me look at Michael Hurst.
Who did Bruce Campbell play again?
Autolycles.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Why not Autolycles?
Michael Hurst? Hold on. I don't know all their names.
Ares was in the show. Kevin Smith was on the show.
See?
This is interesting.
See the rabbit hole you just went down?
Yeah, we went down a deep rabbit hole here.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, we were going to talk about Tim Kaine,
right, something
the
else.
Former governor of Virginia, who is now, is he a senator?
He was mayor of Richmond.
Okay.
Governor of Virginia.
Excellent.
And a U.S. senator from Virginia.
So why didn't that guy run for president? Didn't he
I heard you say that earlier, and I like that. That's a good point. Well, I mean, look, you look at Mike Pence and you look at Senator Kaine, mm-hmm. and you think, well, here are two guys that probably should be the top of the ticket. we're stuck with Donald Trump and
right.
And
where Hillary. Were they? Where were they in the primaries? I'm just saying. I mean, like
they had jobs.
They had jobs.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
You know, they had government jobs, but they didn't want to leave.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
What do you think? I think Tim Kaine was a sad choice.
You look. Bleh. Yeah, he's milquetoast, no mm-hmm. doubt. But you know, appealing to the center left. Both of these VP picks, I think, are meant to round out the rough edges.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pence for Trump, Kaine for Clinton, and that's kind of.
I think there's a lost opportunity. I think it's a lost opportunity. I don't know what Trump needs to do to shore up more to galvanize the party. I mean, like I think that to me, Pence is a here's your like you said, middle of the road Republican. Here's a guy in other elections you probably would vote for president. And for Hillary, the same thing. Neither one of them did anything to capitalize on the momentum that Bernie Sanders had and that Trump had mm-hmm. going into the finishing up the primaries. I think that anointing her as the candidate was a mistake. I think that there, you know, at the very least, we had more conversation because Bernie pushed that and continued running for that office. So we continued to hear from a part of the population that might not have otherwise had something to say.
What's interesting that has come out today, over the last day and a bit, the WikiLeaks documents
yes.
from the DNC and kind of all of the behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, look, you all do it. They're scheming. They're trying to get the other guy knocked off. They're trying to get their person elected. But there were some pretty strong efforts from the Democratic National Convention to make sure that Bernie and you know, the likes didn't advance.
Did not get farther. And people were saying, oh, she should have chosen Bernie. And
No.
Yeah. I thought a Castro would have been nice. But I guess they kind of fell out of the running earlier.
Yeah, I don't know what the issue was. Elizabeth Warren, actually, I read an interesting little tidbit tonight on Elizabeth Warren. Apparently, and was it Politico that I saw it on? Wall Street folks were saying, if you pick Elizabeth Warren, do not count on any money from us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Julian and Joaquin Castro, I believe, were the two, their brothers from Texas. Julian Castro, wasn't he the mayor of San Antonio? Yeah, he was the mayor mm-hmm. of San Antonio. He spoke at the last Democratic National Convention. I had, but apparently he also did not know he was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
Yes, currently.
Well, all right, then. I don't know. Apparently not also interesting enough or compelling enough to be the VP.
Got a long way to go to November. It's going to be.
Well, don't you think that a lot depends on things like today? I mean, I think the more unstable, the more chaotic our world is, the more likely Donald Trump is to win. That's my position right now.
My prediction has been this all along. If Trump wins by some miracle, then the Republicans talking about what they've referred to as the down ballot becomes a real issue for them. Those candidates in the Republican Party sitting below Donald Trump mm-hmm. on your particular ballot, that becomes a problem. If Hillary Clinton wins, I think you'll see the same sort of makeup that we have now with a Republican-controlled House and Senate.
Interesting. It's compelling television, I think. If people weren't watching the convention and, you know, like, oh, I don't want to hear from him, I think that you should listen because there's a distinct possibility this is your next president of the United States. You can scream and holler and pull your hair out, as we're going to do for Scott Stantis at some point. We're going to pull all his leg hair and armpit hair out.
It hasn't happened yet.
We're thinking hopefully Thursday. I canceled once and our esthetician canceled a few times as well. And he still doesn't know when it's going to happen.
He'll get it.
Oh,
it's coming.
He wants his back done, though. He seems eager for it. Well, I was talking to a friend of mine tonight that we have these sort of theories. If you had the election today, I think if you had the election today, and I know it's before Hillary has had her chance to speak next week, I think that Donald Trump wins today. That's just going off of what happened.
Yeah,
the positive reaction people have had to his speech.
There's not a huge gap depending on which poll you look at. I always go to Real Clear Politics mm-hmm. because they take an average of a lot of different polls to get an idea of where they are. But you know, Trump, if you look at last night, Hillary kind of gave a preview today in Tampa Bay, speaking at a rally of what you're probably going to hear from her at the Democratic National Convention. Trump missed an opportunity last night. First of all, it was too long.
77 minutes.
It was way too long. Mm-hmm. And he covered ground multiple times. So there was a lot of redundancy there as well. He could have tightened it up. And look, if you want to capitalize on the fear thing, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But once you go down, then end on an up note.
Right.
Bring us back up again. Tell us how things are going to get better and be positive and how you're going to change it.
Right.
But there was none of that. So I think he missed a prime opportunity.
I don't know.
32 million viewers watched him last
Didn't
night?
It come down as
less,
far as?
Yeah, it was about 8 million less than
John McCain.
Yeah, McCain.
John McCain.
Yeah.
But he scored higher than Mitt Romney's speech. So
it was more than Mitt Romney, but it was all right. Well, I think that he impressed some people who perhaps were not quite sure. They think that he wasn't as hateful as they were expecting him to be. That he was a little more restrained. It seemed. I think to some people he looked presidential. I do. I mean. Even though I didn't see the wide shot until today, that they had the whole stage look like the side of his casino, which was strange. Have you seen that long shot?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's a little bit really?
With his big huge name.
Yeah,
nice.
Across
over
the
him.
Top.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
right.
They showed the comparison between his and Mitt Romney's 4 years ago, where it said "We believe in America," and on his it was just Trump.
Nice.
I mean, it yelled. It was a little yelly.
At least he's consistent.
Yes, he is. Well, that was what I was mentioning before. You know, in the first half hour, that in the past, in years past, I mean, there are interviews with him where he said that he supported abortion rights, where he thought that Hillary Clinton was she would make a great president, actually, mm-hmm. that he believed in protecting the rights of Muslim Americans, that he believed that we should have gone to war with Iraq. And he actually supported it, is what he has said. And in videos, he said that, in interviews. And he has said completely the opposite ever since. So it's like.
He's like a Democrat. He's evolving.
He's evolving.
Yeah, he's evolving. He's changing his position. He's growing.
Why is it flip-flopping when it's John Kerry and when it's Trump, it's evolving? How are the verbs have changed so very, very
Did
much?
Did you see Jon Stewart on the Colbert Show?
Do you want to play some of it?
Oh,
classic.
I so want to play
Can
some of
play
it.
Can you play some of it?
Oh, my God. It was so great. And actually, that is the idea, is that he said the words change when one person does something compared to someone else.
Hopey changey.
Lumpy.
Yeah.
Lumpy.
Lumpy.
I don't know.
Well, let's play some of it after.
Hannity.
Yeah, it was
Hannity. Yeah.
Yeah, we got the news straight to the news, no break, and then I'll have a bunch of Colbert.
And then I have to tell you why you all have to take your shirts off.
With the Rio Olympics coming up, I'm enjoying the gymnastics portion of the program that's about to occur. That will be the contortions that many conservatives will now have to do to embrace Donald J. Trump. A man who clearly embodies all the things that they have for years said that they have hated about Barack Obama.
Most inexperienced nominee to ever run for president.
One of the most divisive presidents in history.
Notoriously thin-skinned.
Straightforwardly authoritarian.
is a raging narcissist who has no grip on reality.
Yes, man. A thin-skinned narcissist with no government experience. Yes, that sounds exactly like Barack Obama. So now the right-wing media is going to have to spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, justifying this choice they've made. Can they make the turn? They already are. Let's trace their journey through the eyes of one of their most talented gymnasts. His name escapes me. Let's just refer to him as Lumpy. Hey, Lumpy. For instance, here's how Lumpy felt about Barack Obama's divisiveness.
This president, the most divisive president in history, scare tactics, class warfare, racial rhetoric, divided along racial lines, rich versus poor, black versus white, old versus young.
Cats versus dogs! Batman versus Superman!
It is a photo of Taylor Swift and Kanye, just so you know better.
I've been out of business a while. I don't know what that is, actually. Well, if you don't like divisiveness, what about when Trump suggested Mexico is sending us their rapists? If you don't like divisive
perhaps
rhetoric...
inarticulate, but he did say, you know, some people are good people. He didn't say all Mexicans.
Oh, no, you're right. And Cinco de Mayo, we had the Trump Tower Taco Bowl. And that's one of the healingest meals on the Trump Tower menu. I am not an expert on racial unity, but I do believe that some of our more vaunted historical leaders in that area did retweet white supremacists less than Trump. So I believe, I'm just saying. Then there was the Obama crony that Lumpy couldn't stand, his old friend Teleprompty.
President Obama, he can't read a sentence without a teleprompter. Okay. He sleeps with the darn thing.
Probably sleeps with the darn thing and then probably doesn't call it the next day because it didn't say so on the teleprompter. Lumpy, you're 180, please.
We've seen him now give a series of policy speeches using a teleprompter, staying on message. Really well done for somebody who'd never done it before.
You hate teleprompters! You're saying now teleprompters are for stupid people, and I thought Trump handled it pretty good. Okay, inexperience aside, divisiveness aside, the worst thing about Barack Obama is his elitism.
Barack Obama is anything but mainstream. Sitting in his million-dollar home, claiming to be for the people, we have to wonder how in touch he is with the average American.
Take a look at him ordering his burger with a very special condiment. Dijon mustard. I hope you enjoyed that fancy burger, Mr. President.
Yeah, you elitist. You probably eat that burger with your mouth instead of acting like a real American and having a Magnum fired up your ass like they serve them, like they serve them at Arby's. That's how they serve them, actually, at Arby's. They shoot them right up your ass. Meanwhile, here's how Lumpy feels about the guy who sits in a literal golden throne at the top of a golden tower with his name in gold letters at the top of it, eating pizza with a knife and fork. How do you feel about that guy?
I thought one of the more fascinating descriptions of your dad came from you. You once called him on my show a blue-collar billionaire.
That's not a thing.
I've always thought about that, where why don't we go back and go, but you said this, and Jon Stewart has always been great about, but the thing and the stuff, and you said.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Brandon Weatherby, you can sit down.
Oh, Brandon, hey.
We have a test for you. Esmeralda, we have a test for you as well. I'm so glad there's a girl in the studio. Tim, I'm going to find a shirt big enough for you. We'll all have to take our shirts off. Everyone at home, I need you to all take your shirts off soon. There's a study that says that men and women take their shirts off differently. Without even trying to take your shirt off, in your mind, can you think of how you take your shirt off? Do you cross your hands at the waist and pull it up over your head? Or do you reach behind you and pull it up by the collar? Do you take one arm out? There's a lot of different ways. I know, isn't it weird?
I want to say do the stereotypical cross. No, I don't do that.
You don't do that either?
I don't know. It's like the TV taking off shirt. way where they cross arms and they lift it up.
I think I do that.
Such a TV
I have
thing.
I have to try it out. Brandon, do you know off the top of your head how you take your shirts off?
Yes.
Well, you wear button-down shirts, button shirts.
But there's always a shirt underneath.
You wear a shirt under that?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
98 degrees outside.
Yeah, but Esmeralda, if I didn't, you'd be able to see through my white shirt.
Yeah, it's for I used to date a dude who wore at least two shirts under his shirt. Mm-hmm. It's for sweat coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's to soak up the sweat.
So no, we just smell bad all day.
Do you wear a sleeveless one or is it a t-shirt?
T-shirt. I mean, it's a Hanes undershirt.
Why wouldn't you wear like a sleeveless one though?
Because the armpits.
Oh, the armpits. Yeah, makes sense. Is it? I mean, but then you sweat more, so you must have.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't.
No.
All right.
But when I work out, I pull it off from my back of the neck, and then if I'm not working out, just via the neck and the front.
Let's see. I never pull. Rob Martier,
I pull by the neck.
Do you pull by the neck?
I don't think you're supposed to. I think the way you do it is the correct way.
Craig, look at Craig's like trying to.
No, I'm figuring it out now.
All right. Yeah, now I can't.
Take a shirt, Rob.
I put one hand under, and I put it all the way up to one of my armpits, and then I pull my arm out.
That's probably my third way.
And then you pull it off.
Yeah.
Does it depend on how sweaty the shirt has become?
Absolutely, and it also depends on how nice the shirt is.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's probably how nice the shirt is, because sweatiness, they're typically kind of sweaty.
Agreed.
Okay, yeah.
Agreed.
So you can't really get a completely unsweaty shirt unless you had a really great day. There's usually some amount of sweat.
Touche, yes, completely agree.
I think maybe I go neck
no.
to arm?
I've never pulled my own. I have to put a shirt on now.
Oh, I guess if I
just... I'm not wearing any clothes.
I think if I just finished doing a very physical activity, I do pull it off directly from neck. I think that, because something about that feels like I achieved something, bam, shirt off through my neck.
Okay, here's another question. How do you put your shirt on? I'm just kidding.
You know how,
one
like,
arm at a time.
A lot of times you guys on the radio will be like, hey, don't text and drive. This might be the most dangerous segment you've ever done.
While people are driving.
Because this is maybe the most relatable thing you can talk about. Because even people without arms, someone's putting on their shirt.
I think I do two different ways. I think I'll do this one. Yeah, I think
arm
I do
out.
Yeah.
I think it's situational. I think depending on the situation, like I said, if I've done something really physical, if I feel proud of myself, it's full on neck off.
Mm-hmm.
Neck. I've never done this. How do you do this? You do this?
You go, yep, just like, and then you just rip it off.
Okay. No, I don't. I never do
that. I think
that.
If it's sweaty, I pull from the top. Like I peel.
We pull from the top or from
exactly.
the bottom?
Or I pull from the bottom.
I peel from the back bottom.
Yeah,
Back bottom, and I like try to, if it's disgusting, like after a long run or something
right.
like that.
See, look at this. I don't know what this guy is doing here with this move.
I would get stuck.
I would like to remind everyone that radio is just an audio format.
Yeah,
so.
There is no visual component.
Okay, so WGNRadio.com, we're live streaming. They can totally see this guy. Stream.
The woman is doing what I refer to as, or
TV?
I remember as a kid, called watermelon.
Watermelon.
Mm. Do you remember when you had your jacket unzipped and you would pull it up from the top?
I'll give
and
you
so
that.
So you look like a watermelon in the shade? Like if you stood by it? No? No one did that?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
I would
yes.
say I would call that my own little straight jacket where I was sort of
that also works. That also works. That totally makes sense.
You know,
yes.
I'm not sure if
I like yours is more cheerful. I'm like, I am like I have a straight jacket on. Yes,
I'm not sure if it's relevant to the conversation, but I am now curious. Are you guys pants first or shirt first people?
Situational.
No, I do shirt.
Definitely has to be situational.
Yeah.
You know what I just realized? I think I have a sixth different way of doing this. I think I do an elbow into the waistband.
Oh, got it. Yeah, yeah. There you go. There's
yeah,
that
but
one.
You're not going to do that with a nice shirt. You're going
to
do it with a cotton t-shirt.
I think I don't.
You
even...
only do that if you're in like a deodorant commercial.
This.
Whatever you're doing right now is
Patty's
like,
life is one whole deodorant
yeah,
commercial.
I don't even know
no
what
one
this
really
is.
Does that.
I think I do. I because how else would I do it so quickly, huh? Oh, what
yeah.
do you think of that? Look at that. Boom.
No way.
What? Again, what?
That's a Powerade or a Speed Stick commercial that you do that.
312-981-7200. How do you take your shirt off? Also.
No, this is one of our great segments. It's not the only one. Your favorite kind of pizza. What is your name was a good segment we did.
What
but
is
this
your name?
Is now.
Record breaking. What is yeah. your name?
What
is record breaking for calls?
People called in
what?
For what is
what
your
is
name,
your
surprisingly.
Name? Yes.
Yeah, like we did just... that. That
well,
was a radio segment.
And then Craig was tasked with having to look up their name in the census and
uh-huh.
who had the most popular.
The popularity of the name.
Going back 100 years.
Correct.
And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez has done the award-winning What Is Your Name segment. And now we are doing the
hey,
How
look,
Do You Take Your Shirt
how
Off?
How many times can you say penis? How many times can you say vagina?
This is true.
What's your name? These
who
are all award winning.
Who can do a McConaughey voice, by the way? Can anyone in the studio
do
one?
I cannot do a McConaughey voice.
Take the shirt off. We need a good take your shirt off.
No.
Okay.
I don't think anyone in the studio can do that.
No one can do it. 312-981-7200.
Again, look at that.
Call
elbow
in if you can do it.
I realized you ruined that shirt at this point.
Exactly.
You only can do that.
You stretched
twice.
It out too much.
What band is this?
See,
Craig?
But the guy on the left is only taking his shirt off like that so he can flex either the back muscles that no one has.
And he either just had sex with somebody or is going to have sex with somebody.
Right.
That's
he's
why
in the
he's
middle.
Doing that.
Yeah. See, that's what everyone looks like taking their shirt off, like an idiot.
Just buffoons.
Every time I take my shirt off, I think I'm glad no one's here.
Hey guys,
I'm stuck.
I'm gonna go ahead and take my shirt off.
Go nuts.
Okay, what is this, Esmeralda? She's doing it like a. What is this? Seems like this is.
I don't wait.
That's a lot. Where, of
am I supposed to look?
This
is
one.
The first picture.
No, I don't. I think she's. This is. I don't know.
Because in neither picture, she's succeeding to take her shirt off.
This was an online study, by the way. People submitted videos of themselves taking off their shirts.
Oh my gosh!
We are now part of the study. We're gonna set. Craig, can you get the video of this and audio? I think you should send them audio.
This is groundbreaking.
As Brandon mentioned, this is actually that's the format. I think we're doing this
science.
This is. It's all visual.
You guys are going cuckoo. This is
Roger, you
crazy.
Haven't weighed in. I'm surprised.
I have
you take your
buttons.
Shirt off.
That's right.
I'm civilized. I have buttons
you
on
never,
a shirt.
You never wear an unbuttonable shirt, like a shirt sans buttons? You never do that?
I have buttons on my golf shirts.
Okay, but they don't go all the way down then?
No.
Okay, so how do you take that shirt off, Roger?
It's on right now.
It never comes off.
No, it never goes. It's welded to it.
By the way, from the 773, I rip my shirt off like the Hulk Hogan goes right through every time.
I can't do that.
That guy is buying so many shirts.
So many shirts. Yeah. All
I think I just pull it up from the, I just, wait a minute.
Exactly. This is the best segment possible.
Oh, I pull it up from the collar.
This is going to cause car accidents.
From the collar.
Yeah. Someone driving right now just crashed.
From the 847, cross-arm removal for me, for sure.
Yeah, see? People are thinking about this now.
Is that a man versus woman thing?
It's supposed to be a man, but women typically do the cross at the belly. But I feel like I take mine off like a toddler. Like, I need to get this off.
Sure.
I think arm. Yeah. I don't know.
I think I do. Well, that's how I take my bra off without taking my shirt off. Different conversation.
By the way, from the 630, Patty, those topics we just mentioned all sound like Jeopardy selections from SNL. What is your name? How do you take your shirt off? That is very true.
How many times can you say penis in half an hour?
Yeah.
Is that one of the topics?
A lot, no. That one's not
mentioned. You can say vagina way more times.
Apparently you can't.
It's one more syllable.
That's all there is. Wait, no. All right, then. Have we solved the mystery?
Did you just count it on your fingers?
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's two syllables. Look at one, nine. Okay. I wasn't sure. That's three times I've said it. Do I need to ding the bell? Was I told I had to, if I'm going to do it, I have to ding the bell? Okay.
From the 847, I prefer to go shirtless.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Solves a lot of problems.
They will not let you into 7-Eleven that way.
Yeah, you can't go there.
No shirt, no shoes. Is it both?
I can't deal with that no shirt thing.
No shirt.
It's never that hot out. I'm sorry. It's never that hot out.
Is it hot enough for just jogging bra?
But that's still a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is it really,
a type?
It counts.
Was that what that girl was wearing, the half tank? Was that considered a shirt?
That was definitely a shirt. I saw a shirt. And she also had shorts on.
A shirt-like item?
She had a shirt-like item.
She was flinging herself against my window.
Yeah, she was.
She thought she was a superhero. She's going to come through that glass.
Yeah, no. I now understand the Goose Gauntlet. Because I walked from the Merchandise Mart here to the Tribune.
Oh,
so
no.
now I know her pain.
So bad. Were you accosted at all?
No, I did slam into two people because they're in my way. I'm sorry.
Get that done.
I was walking on the right side. Mm-hmm. You move.
Mm-hmm. I agree. There were guys out here. I told Craig there were guys and they turned around and saw me. And one guy just started swearing at me. Apparently he was in the middle of a conversation and felt he should continue it with me. And was like the F-bomb this, F-bomb, like just randomly. I'm like, are you okay? Come with me. I can get you some help. And they followed me for a second until they realized I was going into the building.
Oh my gosh.
For security.
I'm a fuddy-duddy. Someone tried to give me a high five, and I went, mm-mm. I gave him a stink face, and I just kept walking.
From the 312, it doesn't really matter how I take my shirt off. It matters how I take someone else's off.
Oh.
Okay.
How about how you take your shirt off for someone else?
Right? Oh.
In the dark. See, like this?
Another, yeah.
Is this banana? Is this good? Is it hot? Exactly. Is this and Michelle L'Amour, I bet you would say that this, you kind of you want to roll it up a little bit. You want to keep, you just kind of peel it off. So you want to do a
little
bit.
Yeah, she takes her shirt off very slowly.
You want to do a little
bit. Well, I would think you would just wear a button and then
just a little
pop them.
And then you have to sort of be discreet about taking it off without struggling with.
Yeah,
that's why this is great on stage, but if this was in real life, I would just walk away. Just
like,
this is annoying. Just stop it. Who is this for?
Craig, I'm trapped in my shirt. Hey, you know, our wake-up call no longer works.
What?
Do you know that? I actually, when you invited him to the microphone, I was like, no.
No.
Okay, fine.
You were our wake-up call.
That's why I was asking.
It was going to be funny to
us. We were going
to
call you.
No, it's fine. It's going to be, I love that.
It's going to be funny to us.
You ruined it. It's fine.
No, it's he's not ruining
it. Would be.
Call him now.
By the way,
he'll pretend.
Yeah, see, he would be our first call that we've ever made with someone who's currently on air with us.
Exactly.
If we do call him,
you can call.
It's a little meta. It's
too meta.
I don't. It's
too inside. Well, we can take a break and figure it out.
Figure who we're gonna call. Well, I wish Katowski was here. He goes to his phone book. We get great numbers. We're gonna get the governors and Michael Madigan's at some point. All right. More. I gotta get out of this shirt. More on 720 WGN. Bye, go. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is Esmeralda Leon, our traffic goddess.
Aww.
She's up next with Brandon Weatherby.
Hi!
Our convention goddess. How does that? You like that?
I feel great about that.
Works. He wears a shirt under his shirt, just so you know, under the jacket. Tim from Headquarters Beer Cage. It's a lot of shirts. It seems like are you wearing a shirt under your shirt?
I don't know how to take any of them off.
No, not. Roger Badish, you're wearing a button-down shirt. Are you wearing a shirt under your shirt?
I usually wear an undershirt, usually. But,
oh, that's okay.
But the seersucker shirts that I have are very comfortable, and so I don't. But if I were to be out, like when I was doing the parade,
uh-huh.
I had an undershirt, I had my dress shirt, I had my tie, and my sport coat on.
There you go. We are calling right now. We're making a phone call. Speaking of the parade, we are calling Dr. Charles Turk, who is driving the WGN fan van.
Oh, right.
He was actually waving out the fan van.
Yeah,
he
was at our parade. Yes. He was on the other side. You
we
were
switched.
Driving.
Did I tell you that your crowd was much better than the crowd
really?
At the other parade I did?
That's wonderful.
Oh, Dad, don't put his number on the air. Oh, Charles is not answering his phone. He's a little bow.
Where is he?
I don't know. What's 2 in the morning?
He's resting up for the next parade. And by the
phone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1.
We're all waiting quietly like we don't know how this ends. Hey, Charles, it's Patty Vasquez, WGN Radio.
Greg Collins.
Esmeralda Leon.
Brandon Weatherby.
Go ahead, Tim. You don't want to say
Tim Williams.
From where?
From Headquarters Beer Cage.
That's right. And up in the newsroom?
Roger Badish, your friendly neighborhood parade announcer.
Yes, we were just talking about you for a moment about the parade in Skokie, wearing his dazzling 4th of July. Did you see his suit?
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was
in fact,
amazing.
We just saw a 15-minute version of the entire parade video.
Yes.
Last night.
And
it
you
was
have
premiered,
shots of Charles.
And we have you jumping out of the van,
showing
your Mrs. America tutu.
Captain.
Your Captain America.
There's no like Captainess America, just Captain America.
All right, Captain America.
I burst out of the van. I threw it in park first.
And then it cut over to him leaning, almost flying out of the passenger window.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was pretty spectacular.
Very spectacular.
I apologize for missing that meeting yesterday for the Skokie Parade.
We missed you, but you were there in spirit and up on our little board of special guests and everything.
Were you throwing things at the board?
No, we weren't throwing things. There was sparkles and fireworks.
Ooh,
and stuff. Yeah.
Brandon, what did you do for the 4th of July? Are you a barbecuer, a parade goer?
Flew home from doing an overnight shift at WGN Radio.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
And then stayed in all night because it rained the entire
time. Your message, press 2.
Wow, how was he going to know how the story ends?
That's so cool.
It rained all night in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
PBS re-aired previous year's fireworks, and people got upset.
That's I forgot.
Because if they aired the fireworks that went off, you would have seen fog. Like, that's it. It was great.
And people were upset that they were upset
that they tried to accommodate fireworks. Like, you know what you're watching.
Like, I've seen these already.
How did anyone even know that it was a previous year's fireworks?
Yes,
didn't they
great
also?
Question.
Didn't they also? Because they didn't have the concert or something. And they were supposed to do the concert live, so they were using different clips from previous concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should have just done a remix.
Something. Right.
They did. On the TV, they essentially did do a remix.
Like a big mega mix of fireworks.
Well, you just see the video. If you know you're not going to be able to go live, you just alter the order in which it goes.
But people fly in and they camp out all day to get good spots.
Yeah, but it was raining.
Yeah, I know, but they still plan to do this months in advance.
Do it over a tent.